Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Am I loud enough that you can hear me? No. Oh, am I now? How am I now? Why am I so low level? Why? God!
Oh, dear.
Low level! Low level on the audio output! But distorting on the input.
Oh.
Why? This morning? Why? What do I do? I didn't touch anything.
I don't know.
I swear to God. And I'm one-legged now. Cough. Why is it one-legged? Oh my God!
Oh my God! I'm going to lose my mind.
How are we now?
Does anything mean anything now?
How is the world?
Okay, all right. We seem to have lost a couple of viewers there.
That's amazing. Yeah. Why would you not carry on with that?
Why would you not want this solid gold in your life? Then again, it's the most alive I've felt in years. Here we go. Good morning. Oh. It's exhausting. 45 minutes attempting to get this show on air.
One side of a C90.
It is one side of a C90. And, you know, I recorded over Pete's Dragon for this. Ah, oh, wow. Good morning and a happy Friday to you. Is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it though? Is it? I don't think so, mate. It's been a very long and torturous morning so far. Cousin Davey is here with his audio oddities, as is his wont. Well, it's my wont, really.
Yeah, I won't.
You might. On a you will. And we spent 45 minutes attempting to stream this live on YouTube. So to Steph, but, Ken, know, Darth, Julie and Owen and Jane.
Yes.
Good morning. We did this really just for you.
Yeah.
All the fury is just for you.
Yeah. If you want to watch,
it was worth it.
Back to the beginning. Just check out.
Yeah. And people wonder why I'm grayer than my own 80-year-old parents. This is why. Attempting to route audio to the internet. In any case, we're here in some sort of form. It's going to be a little bit clunky, I feel, today.
What? No.
Us? What?
Come on. It's going to be slick. It's going to be professional.
So far, it's been incredible.
It's going to be it's going to be amazing.
Yes. Well,
so,
listen. My hair is greasy. Okay.
Oh dear. So I'm going to take control now.
Please.
Is that all right?
Oh God, that would be so nice.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's all right.
I'm like, you know, those sort of alpha dogs who don't really want to be alpha. You know what I mean? They'd be so grateful if someone else took over the pack.
Yeah.
I'm sort of like an old stag. I can't russ anymore. I can't, you know.
Yeah.
I think I'll just wander off into
the
woods.
You're waiting for that challenge.
Yeah. It's like just lie there.
Come on.
Breathing slowly, just huffing until I die. That's me. Welcome to the show. Got the Friday feeling.
So listen, what we're going to do, right?
That's me. It's the huffing dying deer.
People pay to listen to that sort of thing. The man
they do. And my God, I thank them.
So listen, what we're going to do,
listen,
right?
Yeah,
is basically. So last week, and, yes, and we didn't stream last week. So come on, this is an advance on last week.
Yeah, we are streaming. There is that.
Yeah. So last week we talked about the year of that I have been on the podcast, and we talked about the fact that I started doing that at Yapfest, and we'll hear that in due time.
Yes.
The look back over the year.
Yes.
And I continued that last week, and we're continuing that. I think we're finishing that this week. Finishing recording it.
I feel like we should have a year of celebrations of your year.
Exactly.
And then
next year,
and then
we can
year
look
three,
back.
We start. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, so, a year of material, I think, is fine. Don't forget, yeah. Date Fight is still available to listen to.
Yeah. Mm. Classic. Today.
That was one hell of a slog. A daily podcast. Try Date Fight if you haven't heard it. If you're new to this podcast.
There's loads.
Yeah, there's one for every day of the goddamn year.
It's quite an achievement.
Yeah.
I feel like you should be.
In fact, it was around about this time of the year that I think the wheels properly fell off. I went to France and just dumped Nat Tapley. I didn't mean to.
I do remember that.
But there was no internet there and it was a nightmare.
No, there were a few where you tried. They were quite interesting ones.
God, they were awful.
Where there They're was so like, awful. No, we've lost Jake. No, no. Yeah. Hang on. Oh, no,
God.
No, no.
Oh, God. This morning, just running over and over again. Spiritual tumble dryer.
So,
yes.
So today we've got a few more looks back at the year. I'm trying to be snappier. I felt like last week I was so not snappy.
Well, let's just jump into the action.
Yeah. So basically, last year at one point we looked at religion. We had a great podcast about religion.
And I wasn't frightened.
Praising to Hugh. And
My God, that was the best one.
That was good, wasn't it?
You are soul. I remember that joke.
Yeah.
We found that on a website. It said, you are soul.
You are soul. But one thing I didn't include, because I think I didn't include it because at the time I thought everyone knows this, and I think everyone does know this, but there is a little of danger with viral things where you say, you know,
the last year and
you
a half
know this
bears testimony obviously to that. Yes.
and of course there are some people, I mean, I've heard it like on podcasts before where someone goes, I just found this. This is great. You should listen to this. And everyone goes, yeah, we've been listening to that for the past 20 years. Okay, fine.
Well, you can't. Yeah, but that, you know, that's okay.
That's okay.
I've seen people going like, you know, I see a lot of stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
Where historians.
Yeah.
Self-appointed and, you know, increasingly historians, by the way, Date Fight is still available for download, are basically kind of going, guys, you might not know this, but there was an Egyptian queen who was totally badass. Her name was Cleopatra. It's like, yeah. So don't worry about that. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like the same thing about us repeating ourselves, isn't it?
You are so.
Have you heard this? Well, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I didn't play, but it is a great song. It's worth hearing.
Okay.
It's a song by. So hang on, look, there we go. There's the a year ago. Yes. We're going to hear a song by this band, Sunseed.
It looked like four pounds and a piano. Jonathan Ross, but you wouldn't do that now, would you? I should hope you would not.
I should.
I mean, I understand them taking back the term, and great, but
yeah,
you know,
I don't even want to go.
It's absolutely terrifying saying that out loud.
No, So what we've got is sunseed. And everybody will know this. I'm expecting like everyone to be going on YouTube.
Oh, sunseed.
Again.
Right. I don't think so. I don't think, I'm certainly not.
I'm sure you know this. So
I don't.
In 1981.
I could be related to them and I still don't.
They released their soul album.
Because called, you are soul.
But no, it was called First Fruit. And
this is all feeling increasingly dodgy to me. Sunseed, First Fruit.
Yep.
Okay.
It's about, yeah, no, it's fine. And this is a song that has become famous through viral videos. And so in 2008, this became a big viral hit to the extent that the surviving members came back together and tried to record another album, I think.
Wow.
The second album was going to be called Just Can't Get Enough of... Just Can't Get Enough, brackets, of Jesus.
Oh, brilliant.
3 exclamation marks after the Jesus as well.
Oh, I love the idea of adding of Jesus to other songs, you know.
Yeah. but the song that made them famous on the internet,
yes,
is this, which is called Jesus Is a Friend of Mine.
Okay.
And it's one of the peppiest songs.
That's a great
about
word.
Jesus, and it's great. I mean, let's have a listen. You'll know it. Sing along.
I love some pep.
So this is number 5.
1YO. Oh,
yeah. Sorry. 1YO5.
Okay, that's great.
Sorry.
No. It's my own. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Oh, yes.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be. He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's one who will never leave you flat.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Once I tried to run and hide. But Jesus came and found me and he touched me down inside.
Okay.
He is like a Mountie, he always gets his man.
Oh.
And he'll zap you any way he can.
Oh.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Wow. Had you not heard that?
No.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad. Even if it's you're the only one.
Jesus zapping people and Jesus always gets his man.
Always gets his man.
Gets his man for what? for saving. For saving and things.
Yeah, exactly.
And business. Wow. Well, that was a surprise.
Yeah, it's good. So I'm glad. I feel like maybe I've found that corner of the internet that people hadn't necessarily heard. I know a lot of you will have heard that.
People watching on YouTube right now, let me know. Had you heard that before? Let's reassure Davey. Just lie. we all knew it.
Someone says no. That's amazing.
The vocals had a very you feel to them. They did. That was a very sort of Jesus is my friend.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's worth checking out the video. It's very nice. I like his performance is good visually as well.
Yeah, it banged.
So it's worth checking that out. But unfortunately, that's their only album that you can
heartbreaking.
Find. But it was then covered. It was performed in Glee, in the TV show Glee.
Of course.
And someone did a parody called Vader Is My Friend for Darth Vader. Someone did a German version.
I feel like you don't need to... it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, when people say, oh, could you do a funny sketch on this funny news story? It's like, no, it's funny.
Yeah.
I can't be funnier than the original story. All I can do is be angrier.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of YouTube, though, isn't there, where it's like, well, let's just recreate that. Let's do our own
and
version.
And then we own it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And then that'll be the view. That'll be the one that everyone goes to. And then everyone will go, oh, there's an original. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jane on YouTube says, I've heard it. Really, of not course. Lying, but not sure where from. I don't usually do Jesus music. Jane, it's time for you to come back to the flock. You need
don't
to...
do Jesus music, everybody.
Yeah,
Jesus
flock
music.
Around.
So, listen, I'm going to move on.
Listen, yes.
There was another time last year.
Yeah.
Another time when we did one about aggression, I think it was. It was quite a vague themed one we did about aggression.
Wow.
And
I don't remember that.
And in
at
that
all.
We learned.
I do block out trauma.
In that we learned about a recording artist called Amanda. Do you remember Amanda?
No. Fascinating. Absolutely not.
You would remember if I said to you, worship me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. I'm back. Yeah. Yeah.
So a child between the ages of 8 and 11.
God.
Recording many songs.
What was going on there?
With her brother.
Oh, man.
And so here's a selection of, like, look, there's the cassette spines
terrifying.
That you can see.
Absolutely
of all the
terrifying.
Cassettes that she did.
Even the letter set is frightening.
I know. It's good.
I miss letter setting a cassette.
But I feel
that's
like
what
we
I'd
haven't
like to
heard
do.
Enough.
I'm going away next week on holiday. The podcast will continue. I think I'd like to letter set a cassette cover.
Nice.
That's what I'd like to spend my holiday doing.
You could do one specifically for the podcast. You could do a... You could
Maybe
do
I could
the...
like do a charity auction. We could make an actual... you, Davey!
Make a cassette.
We'll make a cassette. And we'll literally be one copy.
Yes. Like the Wu-Tang Clan, but just not quite as exclusive.
Nowhere near as valuable. But that's not a bad idea with a letter-setted cover.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So Jane's saying she's scared of Amanda.
Yeah.
Saying it's too scary for breakfast.
Ricky had heard Jesus Is My Friend, by the way.
So oh, there you go.
He might have been on Tarrant on TV. Congratulations, you are now Chris Tarrant.
No.
Yeah, it's fine. Just ring up Channel 5, go on some trains. You'll have a great time. Low rent Michael
now
Portillo.
We've got a track by.
Hello, I'm Michael Portillo. And today I'm taking the 0044 service to Orpington. Oi, mate, what are you doing? I'm just reading a Baedeker guide to... Yeah, get out of the way, mate. You looking at my bird? No, I wasn't. I was just looking at the unusual pairing of these maroon trousers and my own nose. Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm straggling along.
It's fine. It's fine.
We need
it's
to stay
fine.
On mission, on point.
Listen, I will always bring it back.
Thank you.
I feel like you do need to hear more of Amanda.
Of course I do.
This is a great track. It feels very there's a lot more lyrical content in it, I think, than Worship Me. Mm-hmm. This one is called Concrete Nipples.
Okay. This is an 8 to 10 year old.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's good.
This is terrifying.
Let's
ready?
Have a listen to Concrete Nipples.
Once upon a time, I turned a lady into stone. Now she has concrete nipples. Concrete nipples, concrete nipples. Everyone has concrete nipples, concrete nipples, concrete nipples. They're so neat. Concrete nipples, hard as stone. Concrete nipples to the bone. Not as soft as ice cream cone. Concrete nipples, concrete nipples. Concrete nipples, they're so hard. Concrete nipples ain't made of lard. Now they're rolling in the yard. Concrete nipples, concrete nipples. Concrete nipples!
Concrete
There you go.
And how was the case resolved? Did I think it was the aunt and uncle, wasn't it, took custody?
Yeah. I think that's a great song. I feel like, you know, if you want to do covers of that.
An extraordinary piece of work by a child.
Yeah.
It's a child.
Exactly. Yeah.
By the way, me and Spike have been playing a game lately.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite a lot of fun. He didn't know the song Knick Knack Paddywhack.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've been playing this iteration whereby I sing most of it, but he does the sort of rhyming parts.
Okay.
So I sing this old man, he played, and then he goes, five. This is what happened the other day.
Yeah.
Five. He played Knick Knack on my pregnant pause, and Spike goes, friend Clive. I thought that was quite a good one.
Nice.
Anyway,
that's good. I feel like we can set up a whole new knick-knack paddywhack.
Yeah, cool case. Right.
So there we go. Look, okay. So there was another time.
Yes,
there was another time once when we did a stuff about demo tapes.
Yes,
specifically.
Yes,
and one that I was very annoyed to leave out, and I'm glad that we get a chance to hear it. Is a song by now? What have I got here? Oh, that's just a picture of the future.
Oh yeah, it's good.
Which is good.
What's great is it looks fine.
Yeah,
that's relief.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, this is a song by And what's listed as on the internet a gay outsider musician from the Bronx.
Okay. And we know what outsider musicians are now, thanks to you.
We do, yeah, exactly. So he's Neil Dick. And he is basically, I mean, there's a little bit about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1944, had an interest in chemistry. There's some strange facts about him.
I don't judge people who have an interest in chemistry at all.
No. The rest of the facts, I feel, are irrelevant.
Sure.
But this song is a beautiful little song called The Future Is Now. And it's full of hope and it's done entirely by Neil, I would say.
Yeah. Neil Green, by the way, watching on YouTube, says that's what everyone called me at Yapfest.
That's not true, Neil.
It's not true. It was like three of us.
Yeah, exactly. Not to your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's listen to The Future Is Now.
Okay.
Here we go. By Neil.
It's a good amount of tape noise.
Yeah.
The future is now, now. With each new tomorrow, no more I'll face the heartaches of the past.
Wow.
For now they are gone,
gone.
Forever, no more sorrow. I hope that my happiness will last.
I like this.
I used to live a life of total loneliness till you came to me from right out of the blue. Now I find peace of mind and joy never knew before. Surely life is worth living more and more and more. The future is now, now. With each new tomorrow, no more I'll face the heartaches of the past. For now they are gone, gone. Forever, no more sorrow. I hope that my happiness will last.
Oh, slightly bleak there. Went a little bit bleak at the end.
I feel that that could be turned into a beautiful song with big strings behind.
It's exactly how I was hearing it. Like, really lush. It just needs a good arrangement.
Yeah.
Instead of a three-fingered job.
Yeah.
Which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, I really, I liked that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Like, it had a nice sense of you had your augmented...
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes, the piano needs tuning. I liked it.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Jane says, if this is what the future's like, I'd like to go back in time, please. You wouldn't. One word, dentistry. You don't.
When people say, though,
I'd love to have lived in that. No, you wouldn't.
Interesting thing I found out about, did you know about the different philosophies of time?
No.
So there's like presentism.
Yeah.
Which is the belief that only the present exists and the future and the past are unreal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then there's eternalism, which is the belief that things in the past and things yet to come exist eternally.
Okay. And then there's, shall we just get on with our lives-ism, where you stop having these conversations in cafes smoking fags.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Is there another ism?
Presentism.
Presentism.
Presentism and eternalism. Right. But most people don't necessarily believe that. In the Occidental view...
Yes.
Which uses a linear conception of time.
Yes.
The future is the portion of the projected timeline that is anticipated to occur.
And I have always said that.
Yes. There's absolute future. The future is considered to be the absolute future. There's a lot of maths equations I've seen online.
But there's sort of, okay.
Yeah. So there you go. So if you're into presentism or eternalism, then well done.
This slightly reminds me, this conversation slightly reminds me of a guy who I met in the bar of a hotel in London. Shush. It was a very nice hotel, just south of Westminster Bridge, because you could use the swimming pool there. It was actually fairly reasonable. You could just use the swimming pool. And so we did that bit, staying at my parents. And anyway, got talking to this guy, this wonderful guy called, his name was something like John Rushton, something like that. It wasn't that, but it was like that.
Okay.
John Rushton. It's just sort of important because it was sort of, you need to know the type of name. And he was terribly, terribly nice and spoke like that.
Yeah.
And, we got chatting and he was sort of, you said, what do you do? And I bang a tin tray over my head for coins. And he said, fascinating. I mean, that is those skills are so important. Anyway, we exchanged our email addresses. Next thing I knew, he sent me an email saying, look, I've got a sort of business proposition I'd like to talk over with you. And I had several meetings with this guy where he'd say, so you see that I'm establishing a foundation and sort of working within medicine and pharmaceuticals. So the idea is, there are global problems and seeking to find ways to facilitate the easing of those problems through solutions. And he'd sort of speak in these tortuous ways.
Yeah.
And... to this day, I have no idea what he was talking about. I don't know what his foundation was proposing to do, how it was going to work, but he wanted me to work in it and how I was supposed to fit into this organization. I have no idea, but he was talking about 70K. So, of course, I kept going to these meetings.
Yeah.
Because he was saying, a couple of days a week. Would 70K sort of be? Yes, it would be fine. It's very acceptable, John Rushton.
Yeah.
But what is it you're doing, and how can I help you do it?
Aren't there whole organisations like that though?
And I know. Oh yeah, of course. All those NGO kind of. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I now think he just wanted.
What do we do here?
I think he just wanted.
We don't act.
I think he just wanted a three-fingered job. You love it.
Let's get it.
I now think that's what it was all about.
Yeah, I think
I was
very
a bit
like
naive there. But for 70K, 2 days a week of that, would have done it. And still fine. Would, just in case anyone's toying with the idea.
Well, that leads us nicely onto our last track.
Great.
which is...
By the way, what track number is that? Is that 08?
Yes. Okay, so the basically, we had a lovely one about celebrities singing, or was it about adverts? I can't remember.
Doesn't matter.
What it was about.
No, it doesn't matter.
But there was a time when we had a good time with the discovery of... what is that? I can't see it.
That looks like Sammy Davis Jr.
It's Sammy.
The Sound of Sammy.
This is the album Sammy Sings, which included that beautiful version of Plop Plop Fizz Fizz.
I wish he'd done an ASMR one of just the sound of him breathing, and he could have called it Sammy Breathe.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm a dad. All right. It's been a very traumatic morning.
But listen, I didn't tell you at the time about Plop Plop Fizz Fizz.
Sorry.
Did you know that it was written by the ad campaign from a Madison Avenue executive?
Yeah.
Paul Margulies.
Speaking of which, Neil, observing about my job offer, he says, 70K for giving an older guy a hand around the place. That's a good job.
Oh, my God.
What was his name again?
Margulies. Now, am I saying that wrong? Margulies. I think I am, because he's the father of Juliana Margulies.
Don't Julianne my Margulies.
You know Juliana Margulies.
If you Julianne Margulies...
You know her.
I will
She's
never
in
forgive
AER.
You.
Mm. How do you pronounce her name, everybody?
Julianne Margulies. Take a very sharp knife.
Paul Margulies.
Julianne Margulies.
It's Margulies, isn't it?
Margulies. Margulies.
Anyway, it was the father of the woman off AER. And interestingly, in the UK, they changed it to Plink Plink Fizz.
Quite right.
But apparently it's one of those things where, like, advertising people talk about it, like, in terms of, like, the genius
this was
of
the,
Plop
yeah,
Plop
yeah.
Fizz Fizz.
Of course.
And the genius of it is because it was Plop Plop Fizz Fizz, not
rather
plop,
than plop
Fizz. Yeah. So it basically encouraged you to put
take two. Yeah, yeah.
Alka-Seltzer.
They had less luck with Plop 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 Fizz 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 Fizz. But it was worth a go.
So at the time I mentioned the fact that, so we had the big band version of Plop Plop Fizz Fizz, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's a lot better than the rock version of Plop Plop Fizz Fizz. Well, now you can make your own mind up, because I've got you the rock version of Plop Plop Fizz Fizz.
Oh my God, amazing.
It's got a slightly different speed to it. So let's have a listen to Sammy
plopping and fizzing.
Rock plop.
Rock plops.
Stayed up all night. Wow, what a blast. Now you're hitting your stomach. Need relief fast. That Alka-Seltzer. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz.
Sort of see him.
Wow, that was some party, dancing all night, ended up eating pizza by dawn's early light. I can't help it, I love to live, but living like that means something's got to give. I got to get me some Alka-Seltzer. Sex fast, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief.
I can just see him looking off between these bits, you know, like, oh, wow. Top of the plops.
It's the highlight of his career.
Definitely. Yeah, no question. Yeah, and you can
so you
really feel
two
him
versions
really enjoying it.
Of Plop, Plop, Fizz, Fizz.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Did my agent, did he clear this? Okay. No. Cool.
So there you go.
Wow. Sammy Davis plopping and fizzing away.
Plop, plop. I mean, yeah, of course we had the Christmas advert with Deck the Halls.
With?
plop, plop.
Phil and fist. Harley.
Yeah. so, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm not going to look back anymore.
No.
I mean, I am, sort of, but not really.
Yeah, I think we're always, you know.
And I have something else in mind for your bonus if you're a Patreon.
Oh.
We have some interesting special name shout-outs for Patreon members.
Name shout-outs. Oh, yeah. Great. Yes. Your name be pulled out this time?
Yeah.
Songs with your name in it. Yes. If you would like to hear the bonus podcast and watch the bonus videos...
Yes.
God knows we worked hard enough to get them there. It's patreon.com/nottodaypod. So sure, why not?
Yeah. Go on then.
Yeah. In fact, Patreons to your Statreons, because that podcast, if you're listening to this as a podcast, the bonus will be there and ready and waiting for you.
It will be.
Patreons watching live on YouTube, check your posts, because in a minute I'll send you a link to the exclusive behind the scenes video.
Yes.
As we paywall ourselves. Oh. Just like the Times, only even, although I'd say actually as a business model we're perhaps doing as well as. You know?
Yeah. That's the great thing about the internet. It just like evens everyone out.
They can afford to lose hundreds of millions of pounds. I even 200 under and I'm in trouble. Extraordinary. Anyway, thank you very much, Davey.
Thank you.
It's at Dave Yap on Twitter.
At me.
Dave Yap, Kettle of Fish, Bristol on the YouTube. Kettle. Check him out.
Yes.
And thanks to you for listening. Have a good weekend.
Yes.
We'll have Mick Wright on Monday, as always. And then we're going to have some live Yapfest stuff.
Yay!
Wednesday and Friday next week. I'm really looking forward to putting it together, actually.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
It was
good. All right. Love you. Have fun. Bye.
Yay!
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.